that is to say two of the best and worthiest men in the world, are strongly and zealously my friends. I shall be contented with this, and yet my vanity will add a third to the number, and him one of the greatest and noblest, not only in his rank, but in every public and private virtue. But here, whilst my gratitude for the princely benefactions of the Duke of Bedford bursts from my heart, you must forgive my reminding you that it was you who first recommended me to the notice of my benefactor. And what are your objections to the allowance of the honour which I have solicited? Why, you have commended the book so warmly that you should be ashamed of reading your name before the dedication. Indeed, sir, if the book itself doth not make you ashamed of your commendations, nothing that I can here write will, or ought. I am not to give up my right to your protection and patronage because you have commended my book. For though I acknowledge so many obligations to you, I not add this to the number, in which friendship, I am convinced, hath so little share, since that can neither bias nor judgment pervert your integrity. An enemy may at any time obtain your commendation by only deserving it, and the utmost which the faults of your friends can hope for is your silence. Or perhaps, if too severely accused, your gentle palatium. In short, sir,